Don't nobody give you nothing. You have to work for it, right?
Right.
So I'm blessed to be able to beat up everybody. So I want to beat up everybody until I can't beat them no more. If I can go 10 more years, I'm going to keep on doing it.
Good. Most of your poems, like the one you spoke a few moments ago, are funny. But you've written one about your own people, I think at the time of the Attica prison riot. It's a serious poem. You have certainly very serious moments, as you've shown us tonight. Could you, before we go, just say that poem for us?
Oh, this poem explains the Attica prison. You heard that over here when all the black prisoners were shot? And just before, they held some white hostages, and they said they would cut the throats if they didn't get what they wanted. And the word was, well, if the throats are cut, then shoot and kill everybody. They found out during the autopsy that the throats were not cut. They just shot them for nothing. The trigger-happy policeman. And that Rockefeller gave word 10 minutes or so, if they don't give up, I think it's the way it went, open fire. And one black prisoner came out to speak to the warden. And he said, you have 10 minutes to surrender. What's your reply? Are we going to come in shooting? And the black prisoner came out, poetic poem. This didn't happen, but this is what I wrote. He said, better far from all I see, to die fighting to be free, what more fitting end could be? Better surely than in some bed where in broken health I'm led, lingering until I'm dead. Better than with prayers and pleas are in the clutch of some disease, wasting slowly by degrees. Better than of heart attack are some dose of drug I lack. Let me die by being black. Better far that I should go, standing here against the foe. Is there sweeter death to know? Better than the bloody stain on some highway where I'm lain, torn by flying glass and pain. Better calling death to come than to die another dumb, muted victim in the slum. Better than of this prison rot, if there's any choice I've got. Kill me here on the spot. Better far my fight to wage now while my blood boils with rage, lest it cool with ancient age. Better violent for us to die than to Uncle Tom and try, making peace just to live a lie. Better now that I say my sooth, I'm gonna die demanding truth while I'm still akin to youth. Better now than later on, now that fear of death is gone, never mind another darn. They opened fire on them, but they died telling it like it was.
You have understood. The riddles of the ages. Yes, and you have understood the universal mind. You have placed your footprints on the everlasting sands of time. Yeah, so tell me why can't you understand that there ain't no such thing as a Superman? There ain't no such thing as a Superman. You was on the Nile. You went to see Great Egypt fall. Yes, and you was out there on the corner when being cool went blind. Are you alone? Understand that if we're gonna win, we've got to get together, stay together, be together, stick together. So tell me why. No such thing as Superman. There ain't no such thing as. to me that you have found the courage that others could not find. You alone have the wisdom to take this world and make it what it need to be, want to be, will be. Someday you'll see the day you understand why there ain't no such thing. Thank you.
Jake at Madison Square Garden last month. You can see the contrast in their styles. The speedy Ray Robinson up on his toes, the dancing master, LaMotta the brawler, Jose Blanco the most of the time. Now we...
Tell us, Christopher Columbus discovered Jamaica and this part of the world. Well, Most people know I say not no go so. We agree with that. But we really understand how is it that a one guy come clear across us all and decide say him is the founder of so much islands when he was nothing in Europe. And Europe was almost like a, what they would call a backward place before the Moors enter into Granada in Spain. It wasn't really any high quality life. Christopher Columbus born in a place named Genoa in Italy. And he was a sail upon the ship them from Portugal. And we must remember that the Portuguese is one of the first European countries to enslave African people. Don't forget that. The Portuguese were the first European country to enslave, well, and I said the first, one of the first to really enslave Africans. And Christopher Columbus was on those ships that used to venture into Europe, into Africa. Christopher Columbus. When Christopher Columbus got to Spain, King Ferdinand and Queen Isabella. Why we are telling this story is because something happened that we miss in the history when we talk about 1492. Because that is really what them give it. 1492, Christopher Columbus come across us all. And really create havoc amongst the indigenous people. And when them tell you, say, the Arawaks or the Tainos were the first people to inhabit here. But Africans was here too. Africans was here too. Africans was here thousands of years before Christopher Columbus come here. So, in the Americas, as they would call it. Africans ventured into these parts of the world thousands of years. Anyway, the man named Christopher Columbus wanted to go to India. India, he wanted to go. And he needed some ship, but he couldn't get the ship them. So he go to King Ferdinand, Queen Isabella, to get the ship them, for venture. And he get 3 ships, but he couldn't get nobody to come with him. Because the Europeans thought that if you go too far out in the sea, you'd fall off. I have some people I know that talk about the world flat, the earth flat, and all them foolishness there. But him thought, and the people them in Europe thought that the further you go to the horizon, it's far you're going to fire off, you're going to see some beasts and all these things. Well, Christopher said he want to take the chance. Because he said he can't travel west to go east, not knowing that what goes around come around. And it's really Indian adventure out to go, but he must travel in the other way. So Christopher Columbus got into the prisons in Spain and take out the murderers and the thieves and the pedophiles and all these people and promise them land if they would go with him. Well, if you promise me gold and freedom from the jail, me take the chance. So a whole heap of people take the chance and go with him on the 3 ship them. But what them don't tell you that there were Moors on the ship. There were African people on the ship. The chief navigators on these ships was Moors, because them know about navigation. They developed navigation years ago. Long time, them developed navigation. Well, Christopher Columbus venture out, and somehow him lose point, him lose direction, and him end up in this part of the world. But the reason why we are telling this story is not the Columbus voyage we are telling about. It's 1492. What was taking place in Europe in 1492? There's a thing named the Inquisition. A lot of you might not know what is the Inquisition. The Inquisition is when the king and queen of Spain decides that anybody that is not with the papacy, with Pope, is heretics, so they should be burned to death, crucified or hanged. So there was an actual spy thing a go on for anybody where them feel, say, was part of this. conspiracy against Christendom, because Europe is just the idea them call it Europe, the name Christendom. But guess what now? It was really against the Moors and the Jews, because the Moors and the Jews never accept the papacy. So these inquisitions was against the Jews and against the Moors, the Muslims, as we call them. So in 1492, them start this inquisition. The inquisition is people, is a system where them call the inquisitors. You know what you don't say? You're inquisitive. You're inquisitive means they set people to watch you, to see what you was doing. For instance, you know, so the nation of is the nation of people who call themselves Muslims. Them pray 5 times a day. And if a man next door look over and see you pray 5 times a day, I'm going to say, yes, see there? He's not a part of the paper. Say, you're not, you're fighting against Rome. So they would inquire, call the inquisitor, and he would inquire if you are part of this thing. And this would lead to your prosecution and death. So this was something that was taking place right over Europe, where anyone that was found with a different religious perspective would be put to death by the authorities that call themselves the inquisitors or the inquisition set up there to deal with these situations. So what they wanted to do was to run out all the Africans out of Spain. And then the inquisition continue further into Europe. So you have other inquisitors and inquisition develop to the point where now there was a lot of burning of people. Imagine that. They were burning people at the stake because they found out that you was not part of the Roman Catholic Empire. And not only that, we went in Holland. There is a torture museum. And if you see the torture, the things that them usually do. And the weirdest thing about it, you know, is that them do this. They ask you if you are with the Pope. And them torture you to the point where you have to say you is with the Pope. And then them kill you. Because them say them will have to torture you too much for you say it. The Inquisitors, the Inquisition, and why you remember that? The Inquisition, a time in Europe when African people was hunted because of them religious perspective. And up to this day, we see that taking place, not at Panda level there, but we see the church, the Roman Catholic Church, even in Canada the other day, they found 200 odd graves of young children who were supposed to be culturally brainwashed into believing in Jesus Christ to give up their indigenous culture. That is what they took the children them away for. They took them away from the nation and put them in some places where they could brainwash the people them into their religious perspective. And now we find that it is coming out more and more and more and more. And they will keep finding these things because this is something that Europe has continuously done. Make you feel, say, what they are doing is the right and proper thing. And hide the atrocities that they do, not only to other people, but to themselves. Because World War I and World War II was fought not as a world war, and as Europe, as the tribes of Europe fighting against the tribes of Europe. It was nothing else. We're never involved in a world war. Just like how them said the World Series. It's only America involved in the World Series. Nobody else, nothing there. I'm pretty sure presumptuous them is. Them farm a game named the World Series, and it's only America involved in it. Out.
Yeah, this is Muta Baruka. I want to introduce you to a different style of programming from the media. We call it Ras Internet That Today. I want you to log on to it because you'll be pleasantly surprised. Ras Internet That Today provides you with all different perspectives, knowledge, psychology, philosophy, history, social things, religion, thing. So we want you to tune into it. Ras, R-A-S-S-S, Internet That Today. Irie.
Well, let me hear you say mountain, mountain.
Baby,
change my mind. Oh no, baby, I've changed my
let your love light shine. Yeah. Always rise above disappointments and just keep on trying on. Lonely streets we trap together, singing songs of joy and praises, holding precious meditation, praising Jah with all my heart. So I sing glory, glory to the Father. Come on, let us praise His name. To the Master, come on, help me shout His name. Though we face great tribulations, we know we sure ain't giving up. With Jah Almighty as our leader, there ain't no battle we can't win. So I say glory, glory to the Father. Come on, let us praise His name. Glory, glory to the Master. Come on, help me shout His name. Feel downhearted, rise and let your love light shine. Always rise above disappointments and just keep on trudging on. Cause lonely streets we tread together, singing songs of joy and praise, holding precious meditation, praising Jah with all my heart. So I say glory, glory to the Father. Come on, let us praise His name.
Listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Steve, your host for the Deep Blues Hour, 60 minutes of classic and traditional blues. It's coming your way. In this hour, we're going to hear from folks such as Muddy Waters, a nice old rare and unissued recording from 1984, plus Honey Boy Edwards, singing about catfish, and R.L. Burnside from the Hill Country of Memphis on acoustic guitar as well. It's all come up here on this hour of the Deep Blues Hour, and we're going to start off the show with Looser Guitar Junior Johnson from a Bullseye CD called Country Sugar Papa. This is I Love You from Guitar Junior on the Deep Blues Hour. Mm-hmm.
summer day. Get in my car, drove it round town, came back home, calling me all kind of clown. Go ahead, woman. Had it have your way. Oh, girl, you're doing me wrong. Gonna be sorry someday.
Spack Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Spack Brothers Pizza offers pizzas, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Spack Brothers is committed to safety during the ongoing pandemic by providing online ordering and payment as well as contact-free pickup. You can learn more about online ordering at www.spackbrothers.com and receive a text message when your food is ready to pick up. For more information, call 412-362-SPAK or visit their website at spackbrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or spakbrothers.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Nonny, I was by your house last night, and guess what happened?
What happened, Mom?
Your grandma was playing the numbers.
Well, you just finding that out?
Well, what do you know?
We found out.
Yes, we did.
We found out.
Now we know.
We found out.
We found out that grandma plays the numbers. numbers.
We found out.
Yes, we did.
We found out.
She couldn't keep it hid.
We found out.
Now we know that Grandma plays the numbers. Think about them every day. Dreams about them every night. Gets up early in the morning. See that her numbers comes out just right.
We found out.
Yes, we know.
We found out.
Bless her soul.
We found out.
Now we know that Grandma plays the numbers. Her soul,
we found out.
Now we know that Grandma plays the numbers.
We found out.
Yes, oh yes,
we found out.
We found out.
We found out.
Now we know that Grandma plays the numbers. She's at the fruit stand every day, buys bananas by the bunch. She looks at all the price tags. That's why she gets her hunch.
We found out.
Yes, we know.
We found out.
Bless her soul.
We found out.
Now we know that Grandma plays the numbers.
Hey, Grandma, did you get your numbers in yet?
Well, I slept a bit, son.
Well, what did you play?
3, 6, 9.
Well, what do you know?
Entitled The Backdoor Man. That's Howlin' Wolf, recorded 1960 with a classic of his before Howlin' Wolf and Backdoor Man. We heard from Wynonie Harris. That's from a proper release called Good Rockin' Tonight, and Grandma Plays the Numbers from Wynonie Harris. All right, coming up next, let's hear from Memphis Slim from his release called Right Now. This is called Strollin' Through the Park. Memphis Slim on the Deep Blues Hour.
Every set I sleep, every goodbye gone. Say I'm not leaving you, baby. Trying my new dress on. Barman, one more round. I can't let it get me down. I'll be on my way. I've gotta make one more round. Strolling through the park. Strolling through the park. I've gotta find my lover. Make it soft and low. This is where it all started. Where it will end, I don't know. Strolling. Why the alarm? I'm sure I do no harm. Minding my own business. Strolling through
Would you like to take the sounds of your favorite radio station to places you never thought possible? Well, now you can, because WRCT is live on the internet. Just point your browser to www.wrct.org and click on our live MP3 broadcast. Now you can go out of town without any feelings of loss or regret for leaving us behind, because we're just a mouse click away. WRCT, live on the internet. Because why should Pittsburgh have all the fun?
Look here now. Listen here, I want to get you too. I want you to listen close to me. I ain't never seen a woman drink so much whiskey in all my life. Every time you come home, you smell like a bell. Now listen, you go to bed at night, you lay down and breathe in my face. That make me almost drunk than you. But listen here, that stuff got to stop. Ain't gonna be no more of this. You don't know who you fool with. And I'ma tell you right now, too. And I want you to understand me. Always talking about I can't talk at all. You don't know who this is. Listen here. You can always tell when your woman got another man. You really can't tell, boy, you can't tell. You can always tell, I had the spirit to know that, when your woman got another man. Well, she won't look straight at you, and she always raging sad. That what they do, play, boy, play. You can always do this. Now you don't want me, baby. You don't have to fool with me. Cause I sure can get another girl. Long as I got my money. Yeah, I have my money. I always keep high 35, 40, and 50 cents in my pocket. I'ma tell you, woman, this the last time I'ma tell you. Woman, this the last time I'm gonna tell you, and this the last time I ever will. The way you been fooling around with me, you gonna get somebody killed. Sure is.
Hush, I heard your enemy calling my name. Hush, I heard. I heard your enemy calling my name. Well, now you know that girl kind of list tongue it. She can't speak, so doggone play. Enemy, she's a good new girl, but she loves to run around at night. But she loves to run around at night. Well, you know if I get her mind on me, she be forced to treat me right.
Mm-hmm.
From 1984, LP entitled Rare and Unissued from Muddy Waters, that was Little Anna May. All right, before Muddy, we heard from Champion Jack Dupree from his release called Blues for Everybody on the piano. There he was, 1976, and Tongue Tied Blues from Champion Jack. All right, up next, we're going to hear from Robert Shaw from his release called The Ma Grinder off of Arhuli Records. This is recorded 1963. This is about the Piggly Wiggly grocery store. It's called Groceries on My Shelf. Robert Shaw on the Deep Blues Hour.
My name Piggly Wiggly, I've got groceries on my shelf. My name Piggly Wiggly, I've got groceries on my shelf. Getting tired, making these nights all by myself. Mama told me, Papa told me too. Mama told me, Papa told me too. Don't let these Cadillac women make no flat tire out of me. I'm leaving you now, baby. Baby, baby, bye-bye. Leaving you, mama. Baby, baby, bye-bye. You're gonna miss your daddy rolling by your cold hands side.
Hi, I'm Brad Keselowski, driver of the number 2 discount tire Ford Mustang. If there's one thing I've learned after years on the track, it's that having the right amount of pressure in your tires can make or break performance. Properly inflated tires are essential to the health of your car and to keep you driving safely. Check your tire pressure once a month, especially before road trips, or stop by your neighborhood tire retailer for help.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Can't be one, keep one old man like that. Yeah, they call me Mr. Lookin'. Everything I touch is turning to gold. Yeah, they call me Mr. Lookin'. Everything I touch is turning to gold. Well, why I'm so lucky, you know it can't be told. You know I got lucky. Found me a gold mine on top of the ground. Yeah, you know I got lucky. Found a gold mine on top of the ground. Well, you know I'm so lucky. I'm the lucky man around. Well, I done got lucky. Found me a black cat bone. Yes, I done got lucky. Found me a black cat bone. Well, you know I'm so lucky. Man, I got it going on. Lucky. Everything I touch is turning to gold. Yeah, they call me Mr. Lucky. Everything I touch is turning to gold. Well, why I'm so lucky, you know it can't be told.
Take your time now and make this one right. Mm-hmm. Baby, don't you wanna go? Go where? To that line of California, sweet old Chicago, yeah. Now, did you get that letter? Down in your backyard. I wants to come to see you. Your best man got me bored, cry, oh. Baby, don't you want to go to that line of California, sweet old Chicago? Now, I don't drink because I'm dry. I drink because I'm blue. The reason I drink for the mama now, I can't get along with you. Baby, don't you want to go, yeah, to that line of California, Chicago. Now look here, baby, don't have to tell you no more. You can get my loving if you just let him go, kind of. Play it, man, long time. Baby, don't you want to go to Atlanta, California, sweet old Chicago? Play it out, man. Yeah.